Afternoon, call the House Sustainability and Economic Development Committee to order, a relatively short agenda that we might be able to work through pretty quickly, and start by announcing that we're going to carry House Bill 3633 over. There's some additional work on amendments that is needed, so that, again, will carry over to our next meeting on Thursday. And open a work session on House Bill 3644. We have some amendments. Beth, if you could describe those, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and committee members, House Bill 3644, for the record, has a no revenue impact statement and a minimal fiscal impact statement on the Dash 4 amendment you have in front of you. It replaces the Dash 4 amendment, replaces the measure, and creates a 15-member task force on Stage 2 business development. Requires the task force to identify and assess Oregon's business development services, collaborate with state and local governments, make recommendations to the 76th Legislative Assembly, recommend programs areas in which OUS programs may choose to participate, recommend criteria for Stage 2 high-growth businesses, recommend key metrics and outcomes, and make recommendations on how economic gardening program may fit with efforts to support development of state minority women and emerging small businesses. It establishes the state, Oregon State Stage 2 Business Development and Economic Gardening Fund, authorizes OBDD to accept grants, donations, contributions, and repeals the task force on July 1st, 2011.
Thank you. Note that we have some written testimony from Bruce Warner, Executive Director of the Portland Development Commission, in our packets. And is there anyone who's, do we have anyone here who wants to testify on the bill? Representative Smith's bill, I don't see him present. We do have the Dash 4 amendments. My recollection is this is consistent with his description when he was last here to tighten the mission of the task force around specific areas and to come back with recommendations. But we have, this is now has a subsequent referral, correct?
Yes, this bill does have a subsequent referral to Jay's Joint Ways and Means. It was gone by prior reference.
Thank you. And so no one has indicated any interest in testifying on this. We don't have Representative Smith or anyone else. I guess that's, he did say in his testimony, if it passes, it won't be his fault.
Yes, he did.
I remember that.
I did too.
So with that, I think the amendments are ready to go. We entertain a motion on the Dash 4 amendments if anyone's interested. Representative Betts.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the House Bill 3644-4 amendments dated February 5th.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you. Representative Bentz moves the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3644 dated February 5th, 2010. Is there any discussion of the motion? I don't see any. Is there any objection to the motion? I don't see any. The motion carries. Dash 4 amendments are adopted. Representative Bentz?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3644 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Bentz moves House Bill 3644 to the floor with the due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion on the bill? Or on the motion, excuse me. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Seeing as how the gardener just walked in, I wanted to stall in case you wanted to give him an opportunity.
I certainly would be happy to hear from Representative Smith if he doesn't wish to speak.
I'm curious why he doesn't want to have something to say.
Anything more, he's going to have to come on the record and introduce himself.
Let's roll.
All right. Any other discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 3644, as amended, is sent to the floor with due pass recommendation and to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. As you said, Representative Smith, not your fault. On your way. With that, close the work session on House Bill 3644 and open work session on House Bill 3690. Beth.
Mr. Chair and committee members, House Bill 3690, for the record, you have a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact statement on the Dash 4 amendment. The bill itself, if you remember, we heard it on the 4th, it defines residential qualifying system and small commercial qualifying system, changes reporting requirement to require PUC to evaluate effectiveness of pilot programs compared to effectiveness of expenditures under the public purpose charge or residential energy tax credit or business energy tax credit, requires pilot program be established no later than July 1st, 2010, requires PUC to submit first report to legislature no later than January 1st, 2011, and it declares an emergency. The proposed Dash 4 amendment that you have in front of you, it removes the authorization that allows PUC to increase capacity limit if 25 megawatt cumulative nameplate capacity is equaled before pilot program is completed, and it revises language in Section 2, Sub 4 by deleting the before electricity, reinstates language that makes systems participating in pilot program not eligible for public purpose expenditures.
Thank you, Beth. That's a good explanation. And the Dash 4 amendments do remove that explicit mention of giving the commission the authority to raise the limit on the pilot project. It appears that I was unsuccessful in explaining my interest in giving the PUC the authority to increase the limit within the context of the pilot if there was a situation where some limited additional capacity was needed to address some question that came to light during the process of the pilot. I still believe that would be smart, but I am a fan of the concept of feed-in tariff. I believe the pilot project is important as we look to the future of the clean energy economy in Oregon, so I'm not interested in getting stuck on that point. I imagine there's going to be a lot more discussion around feed-in tariff going forward, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about things in that context. So that's the reason for the Dash 4 amendments. I'd be happy to hear any other discussion on the bill before we move. Representative Holby.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate your comment on that. So if I'm reading this correctly, that increase in capacity limit capability by the PUC is completely removed then? There's no... It just hasn't been reduced. It's completely removed?
That's my understanding, Representative Holby. The discussion, the long discussion you'll recall from the 2009 session around the House Bill 3039, we settled on 25 megawatts as a reasonable size for the PUC to conduct a pilot and answer the questions. I was interested in this possibility given that the experience that came between then and now allowed us to see some things that we didn't contemplate when we wrote the original. But again, I want to get this pilot project moving and answer the questions about how best to implement it so that we can consider that in future legislative sessions.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other discussion or comments? I'd be interested in a motion on the amendments. Representative Benz.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3690 dated February 8th, 2010.
Thank you. Representative Bence moves the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3690, dated February 8th, 2010. Is there any discussion on the amendments to the motion? No discussion. Is there any objection to the motion on the amendments? I don't see any. The motion carries. Dash 4 amendments are adopted to House Bill 3690. Representative Bence.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3690 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bence moves House Bill 3690 as amended to the floor with the do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I don't see any. Is there any objection? I don't see any. The motion carries. House Bill 3690 as amended goes to the floor with the do-pass recommendation. Is there anyone who wishes to carry the bill? If not, I'll be happy to carry the bill. I'll carry. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 3690 and open a work session on House Bill 3691.
Mr. Chair and committee members, House Bill 3691, you have a Dash 1 amendment in front of you. For the record, there's no revenue impact and minimal fiscal impact on that statement. The measure itself allows above market costs associated with compliance with the renewable portfolio standard and a solar photovoltaic generating capacity standard to be recoverable in the rates of electric companies. It declares an emergency and is effective upon passage. The proposed Dash 1 amendment you have in front of you removes the reference to ORA 757.600 to 757.689.
Thank you. You'll recall, committee, this was the concept we heard, I think, unanimous support for from the Utilities and Citizens Utility Board, needed to clarify that these costs are recoverable, and especially in context of the compliance with the RPS and the solar initiative. So I think we're ready to go on that. Representative Benz.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3691, dated February 2nd, 2010.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3691, dated February 2nd, 2010. Any discussion? Okay. Any objections? I don't see any. Motion carries. The amendments are adopted to House Bill 3691. Representative Benz.
Move House Bill 3691 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves House Bill 3691 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Don't see any. Any objections? Don't see any. Motion carries. House Bill 3691 goes to the floor as amended with a do-pass recommendation. Representative Benz, would you carry?
Happy to.
Thank you. Representative Benz will carry. Close the work session on House Bill 3691. And unless there are any comments, the good of the order, we've exhausted our agenda. Noting again that House Bill 3633 is carried over to our next meeting on Thursday. We are adjourned. Thank you.